JFM's Last Word on Tech with Matt Cooper and Volkswagen. Introducing the ID3, the next word in electric vehicles.
If you're missing the gym, how's your exercise going at home? Have you got enough of the tools that you require to get the best workout? Andy O'Donoghue joins us for Tech Tuesday. And now, the most basic thing that I can think of that you might have in your equipment is a skipping rope. But you've managed to find a tech skipping rope for us, Andy. What do you need a high-tech skipping rope for?
I have to say, this is my new favourite fitness device for the smart generation. Cross rope is a smart skipping rope and very well made device. And you have a choice, though, of these sort of different types of heavy ropes or lighter ropes. The idea being that you can use a skipping rope for like a great cardio workout or just sort of generally keeping fit. And you pair them with an app. And of course, you can keep an eye on how much training you're actually doing. And, you know, calorie burn, there are specific programs for getting lean or getting strong. Really great idea. They're not cheap. They're about just over 100 euros. But I think a great tool for a home gym.
But hold on a second. Is there what's built in? A rope is a rope, surely. So what's built into the rope that actually gives you information that is of use?
Well, I suppose they look like a very high-tech skipping rope. That's the first thing. But there's a choice of ropes and handles. And one of the things that I've frustrated me somewhat is I occasionally do some skipping. And for instance, my Fitbit never recorded skipping as skipping. It always counted it as steps. Whereas using something like the cross rope, you can not only count calories, but, you know, do specific programs for, you know, around cardio and burning fat. They're a very, very clever device. I love the idea of using them at home. I suppose skipping inside isn't going to be easy, but outside or in the garden or in the park, when we get there again, really nice idea, Matt.
Okay, tell me about smart boxing gloves.
Now, smart boxing gloves, over the last couple of years, boxing classes, not so much boxer size that you would see in gyms, but boxing classes have become really popular for men and women and even kids. And Fight Camp is a really, really innovative company. And what they've done is they've taken these sort of smart liners, the sort of liner that you'd have inside a boxing glove, and you put them on and you can just exercise doing sort of fight training routines that are, you know, you get guided on the app or cast onto your TV, and you follow the workout for basic boxing techniques. But they also have very advanced boxing techniques, but they offer whole packages around this. And so Fight Camp, you can start for, you know, with just the liners on your hands. Nice sort of introduction. But they do packages for families. So you get one of those boxing punch bags that stands up.
I was just about to ask you, the punch bag is presumably one of the most important things that you would actually need to actually justify. Otherwise, you're just throwing punches at air.
Yes, you are. But the gloves are so smart that they monitor your punch count, your speed, your intensity, and they display it on the screen, and they give you a post-workout analysis, even without a punch bag. The punch bag, I suppose, is a lot of fun, you know, in the sense that you get to work out some of that stress that's building up at home at the minute. But they have kids' gloves, and they're not cheap, Matt. I will say that. A setup for a family does cost around over 1,000 euros.
What?
But it does. But it does include the self-standing punch bag, a workout map, gloves for adults and for kids. And there is an additional charge, which we do see across all of these smart training devices. In the case of Fight Camp, it's $39 a month to get you into the classes. But as a change and maybe as a family sport kind of thing, you could set up in the garage and have a lot of fun with.
Okay. Treadmills, I think a lot of people regard treadmills as a type of thing, a great idea. You put them in the corner of the house and then you hardly ever use them. You're better off going out for a walk or a run. But what about exercise bikes? Because I've converted my bike and I took the back wheel out and I have a yoke, the name of which I can't remember, even though it's looking at me now, that I've actually used here at home. But a lot of the smart bikes that you can buy, they are damn expensive, aren't they?
They are expensive, Matt, But these are not the sort of exercise bikes that we would have seen even a decade ago. Now they have constant pedal power monitoring. They monitor resistance, and they pair with apps like Zwift or Sufferfest. And, you know, you can join communities. So this is different to sort of the Peloton idea. But with the smart bike, you can join these multiplayer online cycling contests. And they start, I think the entry level is sort of something like the Watt Bike Atom, which is about £1,600. So it's going to be about €1,800. But it's absolutely fabulous in the sense that it pairs with your tablet. You can mount it on the handlebars, and it has its own sort of hub with this with the training app, and off you go. Purists will notice there's things like gear change, and the ride is very smooth, but I think purists will also say, well, that's not exactly like road cycling. However, it is a great way of putting something in that you're probably going to use more than something like a treadmill.
Okay, are there any good value ones that you can see? Because as I said, they start at about €1,800. Some of them go up to about €3,000. What about using something like a Peloton on what I have, like, say, a bike where you remove the back wheel and put it into some sort of standing unit?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I'd suggest. So Peloton do sell bikes and treadmills. And hopefully for them, I believe they're launching a full rowing machine later on in the year. However, their online program does include a digital only version. So you don't have to buy the bike. You pay around €12 a month. And on your tablet or phone, you use it on your existing bike. That's very clever. But Matt, I think what you did with your own bike is a brilliant idea. And there is a company called Pedal Pro, and they have a various types of the stands or the bike trainers that you slot your wheel onto. And some of them also come with front wheels to elevate the front wheel. And then some of them are very sophisticated and you get this lateral movement. But something like a Pedal Pro only costs about £100. So about €110. And they're very clever, and they enable you just to convert your road bike. So it's not big money. And it also gives you a chance to see whether you really would use it at home. However, I would say for anybody ordering something like a Pedal Pro or the lower cost models at the minute, it's really tough to get them out. I've looked over the last week or two and everybody is sold out. So you're going to have to join the queue.
I think that's the way with all fitness equipment, not just the high tech stuff you're talking about, because we were looking at the possibility of getting as like a rack, a bench and stuff. And at the moment, they're just impossible to get. Anyway, you know what I'm going to have to do now is I have a Diretto is the name of the yoke that Diretto. I have on the bike. So what I'm going to do is I'll take a photograph of it and I'll put it up on Twitter. Andy O'Donoghue, thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
Today FM's Last Word on Tech with Matt Cooper and Volkswagen. Introducing the ID3, the next word in electric vehicles.